Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello. From CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, January 3rd. Well, we're officially in a presidential election year, and it's gearing up to be a pretty dramatic race. Former President Donald Trump has announced that he's appealing a decision that disqualifies him from running in the main primary, and he's expected to ask the Supreme Court to overturn a similar ruling in Colorado. CNN legal analyst Ellie Honig has more on what the Supreme Court could do when he does.
The Supreme Court can rule on this if they take the Colorado case one of two ways. They can rule in a very narrow way that will invite 50 of these challenges. Then Colorado will stand or fall, but then you're going to have 49 other challenges. I think they're going to be looking, the Supreme Court, for a way to make one ruling and say, that's the end of this nationwide.
Trump's been banned from running in Maine and Colorado because of his involvement on January 6th, something President Joe Biden is likely to highlight when he launches his 2024 campaigning on Saturday, the anniversary of the Capitol attack. A Republican-led House committee says it's going to formally begin impeachment proceedings against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the U.S. southern border. The party has been ramping up pressure on the Biden administration over the number of migrants crossing into the U.S. A spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security described it as a baseless political exercise that is, quote, wasting valuable time and taxpayer dollars. And Mayorkas himself downplayed the announcement and said his department needs more funding now to do the job. This comes as GOP lawmakers are traveling to Eagle Pass, Texas today to visit the U.S.-Mexico border. The rift continues to show between the U.S. and the Israeli government over the future of the Gaza Strip. Earlier this week, Israel's National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, said the war with Hamas presented an opportunity to, quote, concentrate on encouraging the migration of the residents of Gaza so that Israeli settlers can replace them there. A U.S. State Department spokesperson called the remarks inflammatory and irresponsible, adding the U.S. had been told by Israel they do not reflect the policy of the Israeli government. And in response, Ben-Gvir said his country is, quote, not just another star in the American flag. He's a member of Israel's war cabinet, a unity emergency government formed just days after Hamas's terror attack on October 7th. Last month, President Joe Biden called the government the most conservative in Israel's history, and singled out Ben-Gvir and his allies for rejecting any two-state solution. Students at Harvard University have been reacting to the resignation of its president, Claudine Gay.
She said in her statement that she thought it was ultimately the right thing for the university to move forward, and I think that's probably right.
I hope that this can be a moment of unity where we can come together and declare quite explicitly that all forms of hatred and oppression are not tolerated at Harvard.
They spoke to CNN affiliate WBZ after Gay announced yesterday she was stepping down. Her resignation comes just 6 months into the job, but after weeks of pressure over a controversial congressional hearing on anti-Semitism and allegations of plagiarism. Gay was the university's first black president and only the second ever woman, and she said she made the decision to leave with a, quote, heavy heart but a deep love for Harvard. Coming up, Mickey Mouse has a surprising new role. Earlier this week, we told you that the copyright has run out for an early version of Mickey Mouse, and the character is now in the public domain. But one of his new roles might surprise and horrify you. Yep, at least two films have already been announced starring Steamboat Willie as a horror movie villain. One even has a teaser trailer. It's called Mickey's Mousetrap, and is apparently about a group of friends being terrorized by someone wearing a mouse mask at a carnival. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.